but she's, her knees are bad, and her, of course she's got a bad back too.
Yeah.
She, when she was working on the laundry with me, she lifted a bag of laundry and she turned that way and put her back out.
Yeah.
And turned the wrong way?
Yeah, and she turned the wrong way, and so she can't. That's why she isn't here today.
Do you share a place together?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we've lived together
so
for 30-some years.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes. Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah. We've been...
And you've traveled a lot, too.
Oh, yeah. Her and I have traveled all around.
Oh,
we've been to Nashville twice and went up to Myrtle Beach, and we've been to Nova Scotia, out to Peggy's Cove, and
So, Bev, my hat's off to you. I mean, you are one of the most courageous women I know that can just, you know, have such an awful, awful childhood and terrible things that happened to you and still have that positive attitude to carry on. And look at everything you've accomplished.
See, this is what
I just get bad names in Asia. Cold Spaw and Indian.
Mm-hmm.
I had no friends in here at all.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. Did you connect with your friend now once you both left?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know I had a sister. She was in golf training school, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Until the children's aid brought her up to meet me.
Huh.
It's at her wanted corner and sat in the oven.
Yeah.
Children's aid lady sat in the middle. She said, "Do you know who she is?" And I said, "No." She says, "That's your sister." You know what I said to her? I told her she was born.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "I didn't have anybody."
Yeah.
Yeah.
She.
The thing that bothers me about this whole class action business, like Mabel, your roommate, I tried to get her to talk, and she was physically not able to come here. So we shared pictures with her and talked about the visits when we came